And we're back. Part two of the new episode of 2022 of Stand By with JJ and Francisco. Remember to subscribe and follow us and send us questions, man.
Oh, right? Yeah, like totally.
Or stories about, you know, anything that you want us to talk about, that you want us your opinion, that we can give our opinions, traveling, comedy.
Yeah, we'd really love to start doing that this year because we did a little bit of it when we started at the Comedy Store last year. And then before we started getting guests and stuff like that, but it's a direction that we'd love to go in. If you've got travel stories or a travel deliberation, you know, should I take my girlfriend on holiday or my wife? That's the kind of stuff that you can ask us.
Yeah.
And if there's
a story, I mean, or even if it's not your story, a story that you hear or something, send us the article.
Yeah.
And we'll discuss it here, you know, on an episode.
Yeah. So let's do that.
Remember, follow us on Instagram, Standby Podcasts, all the social media, Twitter, as well as Spotify and iTunes and YouTube. So YouTube.
Every little click counts. So I talked to you from Canada while I was home over the holidays, and you had the vid. You were down with
COVID. I got the COVID.
And I have numerous questions because I don't know the conclusion of this, but you were living with your fiance in your apartment.
I mean, I live with her. Not I'm living.
No, I mean, we're at the time of the COVID because you didn't go. Some people leave. Not leave their partners, but some people don't want to stay in the same residence as people who don't have COVID.
Well, yeah, I mean, but where would I go?
We're managing it. It sounds like you and her went, you take that side of the room, I'll take that side.
No. Actually, we were lucky because she was visiting her family. So she was out of town. So I was by myself. So when I got it, I was by myself.
Right.
So when she got back, it was already like 5 or 6 days after I got it. So it was kind of like almost, and that's when the CDC said that only 5 days or whatever. So, I mean, I still wore a mask and stuff like that, but like.
And you were still testing positive.
I tested positive like the fifth day still.
Right.
But I think after that is you're still positive, but you're not contagious.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, the fact is that she wasn't there right when I was, because supposedly from the new things of this one, the Omicron were saying were like, it with, you know, that you get contagious like 2 days before you get, you know, when you get it, and then 3 days after you have the symptoms.
Right.
And those days I was by myself. So, and I never, you know, so it was good for, it was worked out well because she wasn't there. You know what I mean?
Silver lining.
Yeah, so we didn't have to, like, move to anywhere, or I didn't have to, like, you know, be in the room by myself or whatever.
Oh, right.
Yeah, we still separated, you know, when she get back a little bit. Still wear masks until,
that's
like,
what I was wondering. You guys are still, so you wore masks in your apartment.
Yeah.
And,
I mean, I'd be worried if I was her coming into the apartment.
Yeah,
after.
No,
yeah, you're like,
course.
Oh, man, this place, who knows, but he's touched
everything
probably.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Well, the touching doesn't matter. It's more about the you know, the, but yeah, I mean, I was wearing the mask.
During everywhere.
Well, I wore the
cooking.
Mask all the time.
He always wears the mask.
Yeah. That was before COVID. Before COVID, I would keep wearing the mask. That's just a thing that I like to do. We like to role play Grey's Anatomy.
We can exchange body fluids, but God forbid.
I'm like, all right, we need to save you.
Yeah, he's always a surgeon. When
I'm always a surgeon. He's like, all right, I'm going in. I'm going in. I think I feel a pulse.
Yeah, you're one of the only people I know that didn't need to buy a mask when the pandemic hit.
I already stocked up.
To my years of role play.
Bunch of masks.
Fully equipped, ready to rock.
Did you have bad symptoms?
So, yeah. So, I really knew, like, because I actually did a gig in Palm Springs, and I think that's where I got it. Because, I mean, when I got back, I think I woke up, it was a Monday, and I woke up, and I was like, I started feeling like weird, and I was like, And then the symptoms kept getting a little more, and I'm like, I think I have it, just because it was kind of like the same symptoms of when I got the second vaccine and the booster.
Yeah.
I had the same kind of symptoms, which is I got like tired and like achy and, you know, and that's when I started feeling it. I was like, oh man, I'm getting like tired and achy and like I got a little, and like I got, a, but so those were the main symptoms. I got a little bit of a headache. Yeah. I got chills. That's the only new symptom that I had. Like at night, I got like chills, like when I was, you know, sleeping. But then But I didn't get a fever. I was fine with, like, breath, right. Oxygen. I was fine. That's it. So basically it lasted from, like, Monday to, like, Tuesday, you know. I actually went Tuesday to get the, to get the test.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At this lab just to make sure that I had it. And then, and then Wednesday popped out that I was positive. And then after that, then it took me, like, maybe 6 days until I started feeling better after, from the first time I feel the symptoms. So it wasn't that bad, luckily for me. Like, I felt, I think, for me, I think the fact that I had the booster and all that stuff, like, really, like, made it easy, you know what I mean?
Right. And so did you have to do this thing? Is it like having an STD or something? Did you have to call all the places that you had been in the previous plane and go, I've come down positive.
Well, yeah.
I'm sorry. Not a pedophile. Yeah, you didn't have to go straight to pedophile.
No, you have to go around your neighborhood and more, tell everyone.
Isn't it like a gonorrhea thing or whatever? You name whatever the...
We got to call your
whatever the cool virus is the kids are talking about these days. Isn't it? When you get that virus, you got to call your partners.
Yeah.
And go,
yeah, do you do that?
No, I only went. I mean, I did tell the people that, like, the guy who. Well, it was funny because I knew that's where I got it because I texted the guy. I was like, "Hey, by the way, I got the positive thing," and he's like, "Oh yeah, a lot of people here told me they got it." So I was like, "Oh, all
right.
Yeah."
Right.
So now I know where I got it. You know what I mean? It's like, and then so I told him, and then and that was it because. Like, I did that show, and I didn't do any other shows afterwards. You know, I came back on that Sunday and kind of, like, just stay home. And then, so then I didn't meet any other people, like, before. And then, obviously, when I started feeling sick, that whole week, I stayed basically at my house.
Yeah.
I didn't go out. So, yeah. So
you only had one phone call.
Yeah, one thing. I didn't have that many. Partner. Yeah, I know. It wasn't... And also, people were getting it too. So I was like, "Well, I mean, like when he said that, I was like, well, I don't need to tell everybody."
Well, that's how I feel. At that point, everybody's getting it, why should I? Why do I have to? Yeah.
No. I think, let's say we like right now we hung out and then, hey, by the way, I'm positive. I mean, tell you. I'll tell him. But I mean, like if it's something that, especially when you spend time, I think that's when you spend time with somebody like more than like, 5 minutes together,
right.
You're just talking to somebody for 5 minutes and go, oh, that's different. But if you're like having dinner or like having, that's a different story. I wasn't, luckily again, it wasn't that bad. I had another friend who was having it too at the same time. So we're like, kind of like,
you had a buddy, you had a COVID.
Yeah. Buddy. We're like comparing. I was like, because he was like, oh, I think I felt sick. And I was like, nah, you got it. And then finally he got the test. He's like, damn, I got it. So like,
Jesus.
So yeah, I mean, it was, and it was what my thing was like. Luckily, I mean, in terms of getting it, that's the perfect time when I could have gotten it. The only thing that it was like, I couldn't like go to like my sister's for like Christmas dinner or anything like that. I couldn't do that. But that was the only. But in terms of like, I didn't have to like. I had to cancel some like local gigs.
Yeah.
But like,
right.
I had like a New Year's show that I had to go in Colorado, and I didn't want to cancel that one. You know.
Yeah.
But luckily, like. Basically, like the day before I traveled was like 11 days, So, and then I tested negative. So that was lucky, you know what I mean? In terms of like, it wasn't like, but yeah, I mean, it wasn't.
But
I did have a lingering cough.
Okay.
So that was the only thing, you know, like.
And the fiance escaped.
Yeah, she didn't have it.
That's amazing.
No, she, and also she was in North Carolina. She was in Nashville. And she said she was in Nashville with her family, and they're in Nashville, like no, like they're going to like this like bars and
of
restaurants,
honky tonk.
Nobody,
bars. Yeah.
Everybody's just like together, like normal. Like
That's how Illinois felt. I was there for like 3 weeks, and
everybody.
I had family who came over who was not vaccinated.
Yeah.
And we, and everyone talks about them before they get there. They're like, all right, well, let's get it all out now before they're unvaccinated.
We were in
They didn't get it. But then now her family has gotten it. Not from there. So so she hasn't gotten it, luckily. So.
Well, yeah, when we were in Phoenix, they're not wearing masks or anything in Phoenix. And I remember I was in the hotel in the elevator, and I was wearing my mask, and it felt like they were mocking me. Like they were like, look at this fucking idiot,
really?
Fucking sheep. this well, fucking, yeah, yeah, and yeah, I'm yeah, just yeah. there like Justin Martindale as well, the two of us.
Yeah.
We were all, but he wasn't in this elevator. But when I got down to the lobby of the hotel, Justin's sitting there in his mask, and I sat down next to him, and I was like, "Can you tell that they're all making fun of us for wearing masks?" And Justin was like, "Yeah, I fucking can." And Justin has his mask on, and he's going, "Fuck you and fuck you," just threw his mask, and I was like, "This is so weird." There's just people walking around going, look at these fucking
it's
idiots
crazy, man.
Wearing masks. I don't even.
I mean, and that's since the beginning. There's people who treat it like it's like a toughness thing.
Yeah, yes. It's like
I
a, like,
never
yeah.
got that.
I
it's
never.
Like, what are you tougher
me
than
me neither.
Germs?
I know, I know. I never get that either because it's like you don't know what the hell's in your body. Like you don't know what's like how it's going to affect you. You know, everybody's different.
Everyone,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You could say you're 100% healthy. And then something happens to you, and then you don't know that you had something in your, and then now you're fucking sick.
Exactly.
So it's kind of
it kicks your ass.
And also, the whole thing with the masks, too, is kind of like, so I was being like, why this whole obsession with masks saying that it doesn't work? Because if not, then the fucking, then the whole doctors and nurses, it's all been a, lying to us about that. I mean, because they wear masks
for the hundreds,
all the time.
150 years
for 100 that
masks,
people wear wearing
like,
masks. It's like, oh, they don't work.
It's obviously a crazy
thing. And it's kind of like, it's like, well, I just always go like, they're like, the doctor's going like, all right, guys, in order for us to distance ourselves from the normal people, we need to come up with something that will look like doctors. Yeah. What do you think? It's like, what about gloves? No, no. Well, maybe gloves, but we're. What about a mask? Okay.
They don't know that you're a doctor.
Yeah, but masks don't work. Of course they don't work. But people will think that, you know, but we're going to look better than them. And it's like, and now they're going like, fuck.
Yeah,
they found that man don't work.
No. That's like people who don't think we landed on the moon. It's like, do you understand how many people would have to conspire against the American, against the
of
world?
Of course,
like,
It's
never gonna happen.
Could you imagine the cost of the catering alone would have been expensive to fake the fucking moon landing, man?
Yeah,
but yes, the flu. I mean, flu cases have gone down. Masks,
of course, there's been people
worked,
have
even,
less sick, you know, and also like. Just even the fact of like even for me, like I'm gonna keep using it when I'm flying, you know.
Yeah.
Like
I
don't care. Like even for flying, I'm gonna keep using it. I mean,
it does work because often even before the pandemic, if you came down with a flu or something, it was after a flight.
Yeah,
it was from sharing all that
air
and shit like that.
And also because when you're sleeping on a plane, you don't know who's fucking coughing in your mouth while you're sleeping. You know, somebody could be like. You know, and you're like, you know.
And airline employees are just like any other employees. They're lazy. They're like, they're like, dude, everyone cuts corners in jobs. It's
of
like,
course.
You know, are they really cleaning that plane down the way you would like it every time?
Nah.
No, they fucking, I'm sure they take, I'm sure it's gotten better.
Same thing with hotel rooms.
Yeah, you know, they take a sheet and they go,
like sometimes,
clean.
Yeah, when you go to hotel rooms, you know, like you lay on the bed, you're like, who had a porn session here?
You
know,
there's
just,
an amount of lying to yourself.
That's why
you have
I always.
Same thing with restaurants.
Yeah,
like you, like when you go to restaurants,
you
don't go to the kitchen because
no.
if the kitchen's gonna be disgusting, and then you're not gonna eat anything there.
People that's why I always rip the sheets off the bed when I leave the hotel
you've
room.
Said that before.
I make sure that it gets cleaned. Cause I rip the sheets off the bed.
I don't do that.
Yeah, I do that because I don't want somebody coming going. I can get away with not changing this.
Exactly,
because
you know they exist. Like, come on.
Oh, for sure. Well, I had a diaper
like,
under my bed once. So.
Yeah. We've I worked in a sometimes. Well, this was funny. One time, I went to go visit a friend at his restaurant that he was working as a waiter. Or whatever, and it was like a very shady restaurant. And like I got there and like and then so I went back to the kitchen and it was just disgusting. There was like a guy who looked like a rat. He was like Rat Boy. That was his nickname, Rat Boy.
Rat Boy.
He was just like. Like, I don't think he talked. He was just, like, cleaning, like, the dishes. He's like.
cleaning himself.
But then I remember there was, like, I don't know if there was, like, a rat walking by or something. And then, but what was funny was, like, I went came to visit. And then the owner was like, hey, you wanna can you deliver this pizza for me? I was like, what? I was like, I'm just visiting my friend. So for I don't know why. So now I'm fucking delivering a pizza.
Now you're working at a pizza
now
place.
I'm working at a pizza place. I'm going. That was the only time I worked at delivering pizza. And I went to go deliver one. And the guy, and I think the guy gave me like no tip. And I was like, fuck this.
Fuck.
I'm like, I don't even work here.
I quit this job. I wasn't.
Yeah, I quit this job that I wasn't even hired. But yeah.
Yeah. So.
So that's it. That's it.
But you guys, we're all safely back in LA.
But yeah, so the COVID thing, I think now, like, you just gotta kind of like, if you get it, you get it, you know. Oh, and the only thing that I took, that's, I mean, in terms of like
some
taking
people
it,
are saying the sooner you can get it, just get it over with now.
I mean, obviously, like, hopefully you don't get it because it's like, because it might be goes less and less, you know what I mean? You don't want to, and especially when I get it, to me, it's like the most important. I always said, like, I know I'm gonna get it. I just want to get it too late, so when it's like, yeah, it becomes normal, and then there's like, you, people don't know what to do, which is now, yeah, what's starting to happen a, yeah, little bit, and that's gonna happen more where there's gonna be better treatments, stuff like that. Like, right, like you go and you go get the treatment, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Because everybody's gonna get it no matter what. I mean, for me, by the way, the only thing that I had to take was Tylenol. That's it.
That's it. That's,
yeah,
nice.
Wow.
Yeah, not bad.
That actually, this is from a buddy who's a doctor, because he also got it back in New York, and he was telling me that I just do not Tylenol until you kind of like the symptoms, because,
wow,
just to keep the fever down or whatever. Yeah. So that's all I did, and then
you didn't lose your taste or smell.
No, I had that, man. I didn't take. Yeah, it was just that. It was just that, and then the cough thing at the end. But that was like, I always, but that's me. That's like, I always have like a residual of cough.
Yeah.
Whenever I have like a flu.
I get a cough
like
a few
dry
times
cough
through the cold season. Yeah. You know, through, I'll get a little dry cough. And of course, we talk to strangers in rooms all the time.
Oh, and by the way,
so
when
I was straining our throats and stuff. Or straining,
and speaking,
voices,
of traveling, so like in the day that I had to go to do that Colorado gig, and like in the airport, like, and then like, went in line to go, you know, Southwest, and, you know, then the line. Then I start having like a coughing, like,
that,
you know,
always,
attack.
Yeah, then they all
like,
start to look.
He's
got it.
Yeah,
he's got,
yeah,
it.
And I wanted to yell like, I have it. I had it. I'm good, guys. But I couldn't.
That wouldn't even work.
No, that wouldn't even work. They would have fucking like,
I've already
it,
had it, everybody.
Yeah, but I was like, I'm taking the thing, and I'm like, and I'm trying, you know, taking like cough drops and trying and drinking water, because
right,
you know when you get that thing, you know what I mean?
I had it on the plane.
The cough or sneeze.
I get a coughing. Yeah. I usually get a little bit of coughing fit on flights.
Coughing fit,
about an hour and a half, 2 hours into a flight, just because it's dry and my throat will get dry. I have
got
water
too.
If,
like,
I've forgotten,
allergies,
if I've forgotten to bring water with me, then it's tough. And so I had one of those on a flight recently, where and then I'm coughing. And I know it's just a residual dry throat thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But you can tell in the current climate.
No.
If you have a casual cough in the current climate, you're fucked.
And I want, because I knew I could tell people going like, he's getting it, you know, like, and I'm like, no, I had it, but I'm not having it anymore. But I didn't want to say anything. Yeah. And also for me, it was like, fuck, I don't want to get this when I'm performing either.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to be doing the show in the middle of the night, start having like a cough thing, you know, so it's like.
Yeah, it's never reassuring.
No,
people.
No. So
it's a bit like declaring that you're not drunk when you're trying to get into a bar. This is a catch 22. I just stumbled slightly. I'm perfectly sober.
But also, so now I don't know how it happens with you guys, but I feel like now I know more people that have it than don't have it.
Yeah.
Now it's becoming more like, oh, you don't have it? Like, I got like a lot of my family have gotten it, you know.
Our tour has just been postponed, and I think I'm the only one who hasn't had COVID.
Oh, so,
because,
Justin got it?
Jim doesn't have. Actually, Jim's got symptoms, but he didn't.
But that's another thing too. I have friends,
but his family's
who
got it. So.
But I have friends who, like, I feel like they had the symptoms and they tested negative doing the self home test, whatever.
Right.
And I was like, that could be also a thing of like, because maybe if you got the vaccine or the booster, like you have you get it, but you're not contagious.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, that's why it doesn't show up that you have it, but you still have it. Because, I mean, if you have the symptoms and it's the same symptoms that everybody's got it, you got it.
You got it.
You know what I mean? It's like, if it's not showing up on your test, it's because what? And also, the PCR tests are the ones that really do tell you more,
really thorough,
you know, like, so it's like,
that's the one I always get.
I've tried, you know, I got the, I mean, I have the home ones too. Yeah. When I even tried it the other day and it didn't, you know, works fine. But like, but if you really want to know, I think a lot of people that said like, oh, it doesn't, just because it doesn't show up. But if, to me, it's more of like the symptoms. Like if you feel like.
You
like
almost
have
to treat yourself
like you
as
have
if,
it.
As if
as
it's a positive
it.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Because it's also, in a way, it's also almost like respecting some of the people out there that are more triggered.
And if you're sick, stay home.
Chill out, stay home.
And that's what the whole COVID thing's been about since the beginning and what.
That's the whole thing. It's like, don't go nuts.
It's not about you, also. It's
like being a defensive driver. It's being a defensive driver. It's not about. It's about the ass. The other assholes on the road.
Yeah, of course.
That you have to be wary.
And
it's
also isn't for you. It's so you're not spreading it to other people.
And so it doesn't. You don't get. And so it doesn't spread that much. So then the hospitals are open and not. So for other people that really
have broken legs
or like cancer or anything like that, and they, you know. Because that's the thing. That's the whole thing. It's like if it gets but that's what people.
But I will say, just for the anti-mask people, I'm like, I do occasionally when I see somebody wearing a mask in their car alone.
Oh yeah,
I do. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
I've done that because I've forgotten. I've like gotten in and out or something.
But what happened if you're an Uber driver?
That's different. That's different.
Or a Lyft driver. You know, that's the thing. You never know.
I guess, but if they're alone. In their car.
True.
Alone. But yeah, no, if you're...
What happened if they just dropped one person and that guy was coughing like crazy, so he's just like keeping the thing?
Yeah, who knows? Yeah, I guess there's an exception for every observation.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say, I have felt like...
It does look
I've done
silly,
it on my bike.
Visual of it.
I've been in shopping, because now that we've been doing them for so long, and my masks are getting quite comfortable, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
So sometimes I forget, even, that it's on, now that it's all broken in.
Yeah.
And then I'll be in a store shopping or whatever, then I'll get on my bike, and I'll just be biking a good mile, and I'll realize, oh, Jesus, I've just been wearing a mask the whole time.
Sometimes,
what the
fuck
am I doing?
I kept using the mask when I was outside, like in the cold, like in Colorado, just because it's great for cold weather.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Same as in Nova Scotia.
I do that with hoodies now where I'll put them like this and people are like, are you worried about it? And I'm like, no, I just like heats up my face.
Yeah. Like,
it's
warm. It keeps you warm. So like that's why I use it like when it's cold weather.
That's
you know what I mean?
True too. There's a huge benefit.
But I just went to Florida just for this past weekend and complete opposite over there. Like
You're just sweating.
No, I'm telling like nobody uses them. I mean, it was just like.
We're supposed to be playing Florida in, I think, 3 weeks. So hopefully that'll still happen. Most of the tour's been postponed.
Ah, really? Well, Florida won't be postponed.
They don't give a shit for us. So we're coming to you, Florida. We're still coming. We're not going to cancel that.
Florida.
One,
so. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to Texas, too, like in March. So I'm assuming that one.
Fine there, too.
That one is going to be fine.
Did you see that we get the free COVID tests now?
Oh, yeah, I ordered some.
Our household ordered some.
Four,
too.
Right? You get
four every month, I guess.
No, four per person or four per person?
Not per person, per household. Because my roommate ordered them and I tried to and it said you already have them for the household. So it's by address. Oh. Yeah, you get four free at home COVID tests a month. And then pharmacies now are giving away free KN95 masks.
Jeez, they got a lot. Wow, it's all.
I think
wow.
you can go there, go to like a Walgreens and be like, can I have a mask? And
nice.
All you had to do is wait a year. Those of you who have waited a year, look, you can get the shit for free now. I guess you win.
Yeah.
I haven't ordered any of these. But now maybe I'll capitalize.
Yeah, order some.
I'll send you the link.
I mean, yeah, that was the whole thing too, because also people were saying like now, like, because it's four per household, but like if you're like in a if your family like yours 10 people live in a household or something, then it's like you're only getting four.
Yeah,
right.
So they were saying it should be per person instead of like per household. But
I was confused by that because I haven't been paying for the PCR test.
Me neither. No, the insurance pays.
I was gonna say I haven't been doing that at all.
Yeah.
Screw that.
Well, maybe he's not getting a PCR. He's just getting something else.
I'm going over to my buddy's garage. And
you're going to some dude in a back alley.
He's putting something up my nose.
He's like, look, I'm not getting anything. Like, you know. He's just doing heroin.
Why did I have to bend over and take my pants down?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Why are you injecting shit on my ass?
And why is he telling me I got to come back in 3 hours? What the hell,
why am I taking
man?
My pants down for this COVID test?
You guys got your test too? What did you do with the shitty stick? What the fuck?
I'm almost done. But I want to say about, I've been fishing. I went fishing. Like good fishing.
Oh,
in
yeah.
Florida. I love fishing.
I've
Are you a fish man?
I've been fishing. I've had a couple summers where I liked fishing. I think I was about 15 or 16 years old,
Okay.
And I do have friends who are fishermen back in Nova Scotia.
Oh, yeah, because that's probably a fish
We're a big,
man.
Yeah, a big fishing
town
place.
What'd you catch?
I caught a yellow jack, which is really delicious.
Yellow jack.
It's That's the thing that I'm like, I guess that's the only kind of thing. Because I'm not, I don't do like manly shit. Like, I, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not like, like.
I don't do manly shit.
No, you know what?
I've heard about camping before.
Well, I mean, like, you know, like building stuff. Like, I'm going to, you know, fix my car. Yeah. Rat. I don't like that.
I know. I'm wearing pussy. Yeah. Basically where we're at.
But.
You libtard. I don't even know what.
But you punched the fish, didn't you? You got
but,
it on the dock.
But with fishing, I do like that. I mean, that's the thing that's like, that's yeah. it. I like, because I do like fishing, and also the best thing too was cooking it the same day.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing.
There's
like
nothing
that.
Better
yeah.
because we cook it. That we, I mean, the guy, the captain, cleaned it up and stuff like that. And then we were having it at my buddy, and first of all, we had like sashimi. So we had literally the fish, fresh fish, and just eating that fresh.
Oh,
and
so
then
good.
we cooked it, and it was like, and there's nothing like, that's the only thing that I felt like I'm like you know, like a back in like, I don't know, the 1300s, like you came in and like
the hunter gatherer,
the hunter, and you're like, and you're like sitting down and we're like, all right, and you're like, thanks, Dad, for bringing food to the table.
Providing.
I'm like. Give him my, you know, I feel like, give him my, like fucking the Flintstones.
More grog, waitress, more grog.
I was grabbing, it's like,
so and fishing like, is also just a good excuse to just sit somewhere.
I mean, we drink,
drunk.
You just drink beer.
Yeah, you just
I mean, all you do is drink beer and wait around.
You don't have to say anything. You could just sit with a friend
and, I like, and that's why
look
you,
at water and drink.
That's why you got to be with people that you enjoy. Because if not, then it's just going to be
You
people
don't
are complaining.
You don't
like,
want to do you don't want to do hate fishing.
No.
There's this prick I hate, and I'm going to spend the day with him on a dock.
Oh, and then I also went quickly before we get out of here. We can talk about it. But I also went, we did this gator thing, you know, like Eagle Everglades.
Yeah, yeah,
like we rode those things, those boats.
Did you do the fan boats?
The fan boats.
Yeah, yeah.
So
right.
So we saw the gators, you know.
That's
that's awesome.
So that
did you feel? I've never done that. I've always seen that in like Florida and like New Orleans and stuff where they do that.
Yeah.
And did it seem dangerous at all?
No, not at all.
There was no point where you're like, one of these motherfuckers is going
to. No,
at all.
Okay. No, it wasn't.
Or what, you think flip or something?
I don't know. Do something.
It's very short. I mean, like, even if you fall, like, there's nothing. Like, you're
so it's not deep at all.
Because that's why they don't have engines, because it's all, you know, on the top.
You're going over grass sometimes. Like, okay.
Yeah, it was. So it's like sometimes you just feel like you're not. You're like, is this grass? And it's like water. And like, so it was fun, like just doing it. Like I did a little video about like me, like CSI Miami, like you know, like doing that. But what was funny is like the guy who was like our tour guy. You know, it was cool until he started making like jokes with like gator stuff, you know, and I was like,
like puns and stuff.
Oh,
yeah, you know,
typical tourist stuff.
Typical tourist.
Too. He probably does it every week.
And when he started doing that, I was like, as a comic, you guys, like, you know, like he's like we're watching a gator, and he's like, all right. See you later, alligator. I was like, nah.
Dude, that's his type 15. He's, you know, that's his bits.
And also, one thing that,
asshole.
One thing that also that I realized that tour guys do is like they make it look like they're giving you the special like hey, I haven't
most
been,
people don't get to see.
Yeah,
this
yeah. I haven't been in this island for 5 months. I was like, you were just there, man. You a bullshit guy. Yeah, you know.
I see but, a bag of chips.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
But he's always like, hey, you know, this is like. And then what was the last thing that I asked? Oh, I asked him on like. I was like, oh, it's like, I guess you could. I was like, I guess you can dump a body here. You know what I mean? Like in the swamps, you know. And I'm like, and then he's like, and then he got serious. He's like, no, I don't.
He's gonna steal that.
The body will float. The body will float or something. But he's like, you know, if you want to. And then he's like, I was like, I just said it just a joke. And then he's like, and then we're like, keep driving, like, and then he's like, but if you really wanna get rid of a body, use pigs. What?
Do they eat everything?
Yes.
Yeah, they do.
So apparently, I was like, pigs. I was like, yeah, they eat everything. And I was just joking, man. I was like,
but
it's good to know.
That's a well-known. Yeah, we have a serial killer. I think in Canada, in Vancouver, and in British Columbia, used pigs.
That's a well-known thing to use pigs. So
I
pigs,
think it is,
eat,
and it's in,
but you have to chop it up, right?
And it's in like, it's probably in Sopranos or it's in something.
It's in
lots
not
of
not Sopranos. Sopranos, they just dumped the body.
Gabagoo.
Gabagoo.
It's in some sort sort of, it's in lots of those dramas, like, you know, watch out for pig farmers. Yeah, yeah, whatever. No. Yeah, it'll be, but it'll like, probably be in Yellowstone in an episode.
But
it's,
I'm talking about, but
there,
you have to chop it first, right?
I imagine, yeah.
Like,
I
you're not, like, just
faster.
Throwing and the pig. Because pigs don't, like, pigs are nice. Pigs are like dogs, and they're very smart.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you have a pig, like a pet, like, he doesn't start, like,
then
killing.
They're just going to eat a whole head.
I think it's like, you have to chop it and, like, give it to them as food.
Yeah, I think you got to, yeah, you got to make it bite, like not bite size, but you got to make, you got to at least fix the portions.
What
I was going to say about that guy on the thing, on the boat thing, I bet you he's going to steal your, now that you said the dead body joke, his next tourist, he's going to be like, and if you're thinking about hiding a body in here, okay, he's going to use your shit,
man. Yeah, he keeps using my shit.
You wrote some jokes for him for free.
Yeah, no, but that was fun. So like, it was like a outdoor weekend for me. Like I felt like a man coming back. I was like, yeah.
There you go. Well done, man.
And then,
welcome back, man.
Fish and you know. No, but like, but one thing that I do realize, I love anything that has to do with the water. That's my jam. I realize anything that's with water, because like for example, like anything like hiking or camp.
Not your thing.
But if it's water related,
what if you went camping and you like were at like a lake or something
to fish? Yeah, that I'll do.
Okay,
but if it's
but
like,
when you're done fishing, you want to go to a cabin, and not a tent.
Of course, yeah.
I get you. There, yeah.
But anything with water, it could be like boating or like even like surfing or like. Anything related to the water, that's my jam, man.
But I'm more lake. I don't like ocean. Good... I like lake.
Oh, no. That's what I'm saying. You got to go ocean, man.
You like ocean. Okay.
Yeah, I go deep ocean, man. That's such a better fishing when you get ocean.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah,
like
the
fishes are, you know, what you eat are better.
Yeah.
And you can eat them more. Like the lake ones, sometimes you don't eat them. You can't eat them. Like, and that's another thing, too, I don't like. I don't like fishing and throwing the fish away.
Right.
You know, I'm like,
you
what
don't
the
like
what
catch
the,
and release?
What, I mean, just hurting fish.
We had
no
to
reason.
Do a lot of that because sometimes a lot of them, which I didn't know, it were little and like, you
yes,
can't,
there's
or
a
also
size
like,
limit,
and also like, some are not in season. So even if you fish a huge one, you got to throw it away because it's not a season.
There.
All this like little
we,
things, I had no idea.
Yeah, we did catch and release on when my sister got married.
Fuck that.
No, but this is so that we did catch and release in Mexico with my sister's wedding.
Wait, with
we're
immigrants?
We're down there doing catch and release, right? Yes, with immigrants. We drove through the streets of Mexico catching immigrants.
And releasing them. Come on, Jay.
No, we were doing catch and release.
And what? You were doing in Mexico? Aren't you the immigrant
in
Mexico?
Mexico?
By the way, they should do catch and release on you.
Yes. Well, technically, sometimes it feels that way in some bartering situations. But we did a catch and release trip. Lots of people had food sickness as well. We're out there in these high waves and stuff. And we caught a fish. And then the Mexican hosts or whatever on the boat, they started stabbing it right there in front of us and then ushered it into the thing. And me and my dad were looking at it. We're like, we thought it was catch and release, but like, no, it's catch and release for us. But we're the tourists that are paying for them to feed their families. So they were kind of like, yeah, it's catch and release to you tourists. Yeah. But they were just stabbing this fish, is like bleeding on the boat in front of me. I was like, what the fuck? I thought it was catch and release.
Yeah. Like,
oh yeah, you guys want to feed your family.
Yeah, of course.
So all right, fair enough.
Catch and release for you. All right. Well, we're back. And
we are back.
So for this year, we want to do is kind of like, we'll have a mix of guests as well. Obviously, we're going to keep doing that. But also, we want to, you know, bring our stories of either travel stories or stories that we found online that are interesting that we want to talk about as well. And also, hopefully, we can hear your stories and any other questions that we have, as well as if you have any suggestions as well, you know, please, we'll take it as well. You know?
Yeah, you know us. We riff on anything. We can talk about anything. I mean, the show Standby is travel related because
but
of our...
But we can always go thing. To... But we start with travel, but we talk about everything, anything else, which is what how traveling is. You start one place, and then you go somewhere else.
Exactly.
So it's like... But remember, just please subscribe to the YouTube channel. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter. Because we need the, and please share. Like that's also great. Like share with somebody that you think you'll find this podcast interesting with us, you know?
Yeah, man.
Cool.
So join us.
So
clicking.
Bye, hello.
See ya.